With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show here in studio. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, for a wealth of information on their very, very informative and educational blog. Once again, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. But as I mentioned, we've got a jam-packed week of information, including some fantastic guests here in studio. Joining us up here on First is Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions, returning guest on the program. And Linda, I want to play a game. We've all played as a kid. We've all played hide and seek. And I want to play a game of be lost or be found. And that's a game that I believe every job seeker deals with at some point as they go through that adventure of that job search. So Linda, welcome back to the program and let's play.
Sounds great, Shalom. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. So whether somebody's actively looking for a job or they're just sort of looking for perhaps some opportunities that are out there, there's some very important goals that I think everybody wants to achieve. And I know you've done a lot of research on it. What do you think are the three most important things?
Three most important things that are goals for job seekers?
Absolutely.
Well, to have a resume and profile, whether you put it on LinkedIn or a number of other sites, that describes you, your profession, your areas of expertise, and what you're looking for.
And that message, you're talking about LinkedIn, and I would definitely want to get more into that subject. But as we talk about LinkedIn, it's not just about the employers. We all know that there are a lot of recruiters that are out there. Tell us a little bit about how recruiters are using LinkedIn in 2017.
Sure. And LinkedIn was really developed for recruiters. And as it morphs and improves, it is 100% geared toward recruiters using the whole LinkedIn network to find the great talent that they're looking for.
Absolutely. I know that there's actually special packages that recruiters are paying for to actually seek out candidates that are sending those signals. So let's talk about that, sending signals. How do you let employers know, how do you let recruiters know that you're on the hunt, that maybe if the right opportunity would come along, you'd be interested or open to it?
Well, they have recently made some changes that are excellent. Again, the only recruiters that would have access to it are those recruiters that pay for the Recruiter Edition. Candidates need to know that, but what they need to do most of all, if they want to be noticed, is go to their settings, go to their account, go to their settings, and make some key changes.
So let's talk about those changes, because I want to make sure we get down to the nitty gritty over here, and somebody walking away from our conversation with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions understands what exactly they need to do. So how do you actually sort of change the settings to let people know you're open to being contacted?
The two most important settings are: who can send you an invitation? That is in your basic account settings. Make sure it's set to everyone. The second most important one is the new feature, open to new opportunities. And that's pretty much on the communications page, pretty much at the bottom. And you need to turn that button on. And that lets recruiters know that you are open to new opportunities. So what happens to recruiters is we do a search. You now are spotlighted under the heading, open to new opportunities. I guarantee we go there first.
Absolutely. Well, I know that there's nobody that knows this better than you, Linda. IMC Solutions, as we've spoken about many times on this program, you've been involved in recruiting and certainly a leader in the industry and a wealth of knowledge. And of course, before we wrap up the conversation, we'll make sure our listeners can get in touch with you. But is there any risk associated with sort of indicating that you're open to new opportunities?
You know, I've read two different conflicting opinions on LinkedIn. Some authors say that your corporate recruiters, if they have the recruiter package, they may be able to see you. And another authority said that they can't. So I honestly can't say that I have the answer to it. So sure. you approach it with caution, but I think most corporate recruiters don't really have time to go searching for their own employees.
Right. And the interesting thing is, and I think this is how somebody can justify it, but it's also, I think, a reason why somebody should, almost everybody should indicate that they're open to new opportunities. A, most people are open to opportunities for the right opportunity that might be presented, a consulting opportunity, perhaps an employment opportunity, but also volunteer opportunities. I speak so frequently on this program about how to put yourself out there, and the connected are the ones that are often contacted to connect others. And so many of the opportunities posted on LinkedIn are also volunteer and organizational nonprofit opportunities. So, you know, LinkedIn is, it's a whole conversation. We could talk for hours and hours and hours on the subject, but there's some things that folks should be doing and some things that folks should not be doing. We talked about how to indicate you're open to opportunities. Any tips that you have, Linda, regarding what our listeners should do as they get ready for the week ahead to make their LinkedIn profile pop?
Well, there's all kinds of great content on LinkedIn to give you hints on how to improve your profile. Finish your profile. If you're not good at writing, ask a friend, maybe engage. There's lots of good writers out there, even on LinkedIn, that can help you, maybe for a nominal cost. Put a picture that's, you're dressed professionally, you're smiling, so you're engaging. And be specific. Let the audience know where you are. It could be greater Chicago area, but don't make us guess what planet you're on.
Location is critical, absolutely. And it's funny because I think, Linda, you and I have commented, we've seen profiles that are, they're not really profiles. It's just literally a shell of a page. Mm-hmm. And we hopefully, unless some of our listeners might be listed on the FBI 10 most wanted list, most people, when they are Googled, LinkedIn hopefully is one of the top results that are popping up. And you want, it's basically, it's your virtual resume. It's basically what you want people to know about you.
It is.
And so you're right. Have a professional picture. Probably a picture of you on your most recent vacation is probably not the most appropriate photo for LinkedIn. Maybe for Facebook, not for LinkedIn. But what about contact information? You implied earlier about indicating that you're open to opportunities. And we know that there's InMail, LinkedIn's sort of internal messaging. What about actually listing other contact information? What do you think?
I think it's critical to put your email address and a cell phone if you choose. If you've got a personal website or web page, put that on there as well. There is a section, again, in your settings that is something like best way to contact me. Mm-hmm. It's not terribly visible. Recruiters actually have to hunt for it, but if you put it there, you are much more likely to get an email or to get a call. Again, you can always take it off if you feel that you're getting too many. But if you're really, truly seeking a new job and new opportunity, make yourself accessible.
Sure. And for some of our listeners that might be in the space of, they might have a portfolio of work, either they're speaking engagements or graphic design or fill in the blank. I mean, you know, there are so many other examples, and you have a website, perhaps you have a domain with your name. Is that a replacement for LinkedIn, or do you need to have a LinkedIn profile as well?
Oh, no, you need a LinkedIn profile, because that's going to LinkedIn and Google and Yahoo are tied so closely together technologically that you couldn't buy that much SEO for your website to get you that notice like you would on LinkedIn. Just Google your own name, A-N-D, LinkedIn, and see if you come up.
Great advice for job seekers as well as employers, big or small. The nice thing is that small businesses really can benefit from LinkedIn recruiting as well. It's so easy to find candidates, as you said, that indicate that they're open to new opportunities. So, Linda, we've got about a minute remaining, and I'm curious, are there any things that when you see a profile, you just think, oh my gosh, I do not want to follow up with that person for employment opportunities?
Well, if it's blank, certainly. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But many people simply cut and paste their company information there and nothing about themselves. You're making me guess.
Sure. Well, if you're not going to put in the work, then that probably indicates that maybe you're not
Maybe you're not really interested.
Linda right. Nichols of IMC Solutions, always a wealth of knowledge and information. We appreciate your time here on Get Down to Business. So much information, and there's so much more to say, but our listeners surely have questions. How can they get a hold of you?
They can certainly call me at 630-637-6200. Ask for me or one of my wonderful staff. We're all up to speed on the best ways to help job seekers. Or my email, LNICHOLLS at imcsolutions.com.
Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. Coming up after this quick break, we will be talking with a true entrepreneur, talking to us about the journeys of entrepreneurship, the experiences of starting a business, selling a business, growing a business, and maybe even a failing one along the way. We'll be talking about that after this quick break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads out in Burns Harbor, Indiana, you have US 20 reopened south of the 94 interchange from the earlier serious crash there. It was a rollover with serious injuries. They had to call out a medical helicopter. And also in Northwest Indiana, 8094 eastbound at Torrance has been cleared from an earlier crash there. In the West Loop, Des Plaines remains shut down southbound between Fulton and Randolph for at least the next hour or so. Construction crane removal there. CTA is rerouting the 56 bus in the meantime. Heading in on the Edens, you're jammed from Elston. You're looking at 21 from Lake Cook to the junction. On the inbound, Kennedy from there, 15 minutes. Right now in Chicago, 55, lightly drizzling. Showers continuing overnight, a low of 48. A high of 60 with a chance of rain tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you own or run a business in Illinois that succeeded in this challenging economic environment? If so, we want to hear about it. AM 560's Business Tour 2017, presented by Signature Bank, will be highlighting business success stories. Tell us your story and be a part of a live broadcast of Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy. Find out more and submit your information at 560theanswer.com/business. That's 560theanswer.com/business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If I only had more leads, if I only had more prospects to sell to. Sound familiar? The Sales Prospecting Group is ready to help you take your business to the next level. The Sales Prospecting Group is a local Chicagoland company that has helped hundreds of companies nationwide to secure new business by getting them in the door. The Sales Prospecting Group will get you appointments with qualified prospects to help you grow your business. They don't use contract labor or offshore callers. Their in-house staff of business account executives are highly trained, professional, and effective. The Sales Prospecting Group will build a custom campaign specifically for your business. They know how to navigate complex corporate hierarchies to get to the right people and get you connected with them. The Sales Prospecting Group specializes exclusively on B2B sales. Call the Sales Prospecting Group now to learn how they could help your business grow in 2017. 630-701-9052. 630-701-9052. The Sales Prospecting Group. It's time to grow.
Welcome back to the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I am your host, Shalom Klein, and I'm joined here in studio by my friend, Jeff Weber. Speaking about LinkedIn, LinkedIn is a fantastic tool to stay in touch because, Jeff, you and I connected several years ago, and it's great because we were able to follow each other's changes in progress and entrepreneurial journeys. So it's great to have you here in studio.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So thrilled to have you here on Get Down to Business. And I know that you have experienced the entrepreneurial journey. You have launched several businesses. SnagPad. Tell me a little bit about SnagPad and the story of how you've gotten started.
You bet. So SnagPad, I actually found out through a past coworker as an investment opportunity. And I had just recently sold my first business, and I got entranced by the work of our founder, J.P. Hatella, who's a professor, who created this job search management system that I found to have very interesting big data implications and potential.
It's interesting. We just finished a fascinating discussion with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions talking about folks in transition, and you're right. The as you said, the data search potential, it's infinite and unlimited. And I know that you've made quite an impact in the industry. But let's talk about entrepreneurship, and then we'll get back to SnagPad in a moment, because I'm fascinated by the work that you're doing and the services that are provided. But let's talk about three letters that I know you lived and breathed, like many entrepreneurs, for a long time. TRC, what does that mean to you?
Yes, at first, a very long name, Technology Resource Center, which became a terrible name for a startup because nobody could pronounce it correctly or say it right. So we went to the acronym TRC, and that stuck. But that's a company that I had started in 1995 and really was, you could say, my life stream. I always wanted to have my own business, shared by many. And like nowadays, entrepreneurism is a sexy thing, mm-hmm. right? You see a lot of the younger millennials very interested in it. College programs have exploded in terms of teaching and promoting entrepreneurial studies, which I won't date myself, but didn't exist back in the day.
Sure.
There wasn't a roadmap. There really weren't mentors and incubators and accelerators and all the resources you see today. But through working at a company that was involved in early stage technology, this is going back into the early 90s, CD-ROMs were out and so forth. And I learned the business. I learned retail, catalog business, direct mail, selling technology, particularly to schools. And in the company I was working for was in the K-12 space. I said, why can't we do this in higher ed? And I went through all of your research and testing and iteration. And finally, everything was saying that this idea was right and I should replicate the business model that I was working at and apply it to higher ed. And if it wasn't for my wife to push me and say, go for it, you can do this. And if things don't work out, it's okay. We can still soldier on and so forth. I took the plunge, and I tell you, it was a bootstrap effort, and it was hard, but we grew rather rapidly. We made the Inc. 500 list over that span of time and really accomplished
some living things. The dream, which is fascinating. So in 2006, entrepreneurs get into business for multiple reasons. Some like the operations of the business and they want to hire people and they want to run the business and they want to go through those journeys. You ultimately ended up selling the business. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
Yeah, so that became a reflective point for me once I did sell to answer that question. Why did you sell? Now, I did know the answer, but it came out in a book that's called From Idea to Exit that I wrote. And the premise is that and I encourage anyone starting a business to try to visualize how they see themselves exiting that business. Is it transitioning the business to mm-hmm. children? Is it maybe doing an employee stock purchase at some point? Is it going public? Is it selling to a third party, or is it retiring and closing the doors?
So, Jeff, I know that when you're involved in other businesses as well. I know that there was a business that ultimately ended up not making it, and I know that obviously you have SnagPad, which we'll talk some more about in a moment. When you have an idea, when you start a business, or perhaps for our listeners, when they start an idea or when they start a business, should you have an exit plan in place? Should you have the end game already in mind?
I think you should, but it shouldn't be the predominant driver.
Okay.
Because things are going to change, right? You can't foresee the path you're going to take. So you need to be flexible in that sense. But I think the purpose of having an idea of the exit point from the very beginning helps you understand how you should incorporate. If you're planning to get funding, if you're the type of company that you think would get venture capital, which, as most people know, that's very rare to do.
Sure.
Then you likely want to incorporate as a C Corp, maybe in Delaware. If it's a business that maybe you and a partner are going to have, maybe you should incorporate it as an LLC. Right?
As you said, you never know what's going to happen. I've said with countless folks that have a business plan, and sometimes people spend so much time planning, they never get around to the execution.
Doing, right. Yeah.
Which is crazy. Of course, starting to do without planning is also not a good thing. So, Jeff, I want to make sure we get back to SnagPad in a second, but between TRC and SnagPad, you also had another business that ultimately ended up not making it. Do you mind sharing with our listeners what happened and what are some perhaps lessons that you've learned along the way?
Yeah. So starting a business is like raising a child. And in this case, you should only have one child. And I thought I could have two and actually raise two businesses at the same time, two startups. And there's a host of people who have done that. Elon Musk being one. I am no Elon Musk. Running and starting two startups is very, very difficult. And in the end of the day, this one business withered on the vine because resources were pulled in too many directions,
mm-hmm.
right? And I would say, too, it was a failure to execute. I did bring on a partner to actually help run it and serve as the president. But we conflicted in vision and how to execute. And that friction is really the ultimate demise of not getting to the customer and not realizing the hypothesis of what the business could do.
So you've learned the lessons along the way. You're now involved in the ongoing story of SnagPad because I know it's a story that's still being written.
Yeah.
So tell us in a little bit greater detail, who are you working with? And perhaps, I guess, how our listeners can be a resource to you.
Sure. Thank you. So the SnagPad evolved. So its original vision when we started was to have it, and SnagPad is a job search management system. It's actually a two-sided model, one that serves as a CRM and a coach for job seekers. And on the other side, it serves for coaches or counselors that are supporting job seekers. The business model itself actually earns revenue from the coach component.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw different verticals, college career centers, outplacement, and workforce development. As we grew and evolved and as the product grew and evolved, we actually found our niche in workforce development and supporting job seekers who are obtaining social assistance, SNAP and TANF programs, to be specific.
Fascinating. Jeff, I know that you've written a book, and I know that you have a lot of advice to share. But the truth is, I actually think that perhaps somebody should write a book about you because I know that that the story is still being told, and I know that SnagPad is a company that we should all be following. And Jeff, I'd love to continue that discussion with you, talk in greater detail, because I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more from this company and from this entrepreneur. Jeff Weber, the founder of SnagPad, as well as many other entrepreneurial ventures. We are actually out of time, and I want to make sure our listeners can get a hold of you. How can people find you other than LinkedIn?
Oh, other than LinkedIn? Well, the best bet is my email, and that is jweber, J-W-E-B-E-R, at snagpad.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Weber of SnagPad, thanks for joining us here on Get Down to Business. After this quick break, we'll be right back with more about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. Chicago, we'll be right back.
Do you own or run a business in Illinois that succeeded in this challenging economic environment? If so, we want to hear about it. AM 560's Business Tour 2017, presented by Signature Bank, will be highlighting business success stories. Tell us your story and be a part of a live broadcast of Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy. Find out more and submit your information at 560theanswer.com/business. That's 560theanswer.com/business.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. It seems President Trump's accusations of wiretapping against the Obama White House came as a big surprise to a lot of people.
We have been told by law enforcement officials close to the matter that President Trump's allegations over Twitter that President Obama ordered wiretaps of his phones during the election caught senior law enforcement officials, the most senior law enforcement officials, completely off guard.
Fox's Leland Vittert, a spokesman for the former president, denies the accusations. Meanwhile, the man who was once President Obama's CIA director says that President Trump's continued tweeting is a big concern.
I worry about it because when the president goes off and does what he did within the last few days of just going ahead and tweeting without checking on things, there's something wrong.
Leon Panetta on CBS's Face the Nation. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at traffic over on the Edens headed inbound. You're looking at 21 minutes from Lake Cook to the Kennedy Jam from Elston in. Outbound at 19 minutes and no delays on the spur. Coming in on the Kennedy, you're looking at 24 from O'Hare, 12 minutes from the junction. Outbound back to Montrose, no delays. 10 local 8 express, but 23 out to O'Hare with delays out through Harlem. The 190 extension jam leaving the airport as well on eastbound 190. Ike in from Thorndale at 32 minutes. The inbound Stevenson taking you 38, outbound at 38 as well. 17 both sides of the Ryan, no delays, I-57 or the Bishop Ford. Lakeshore Drive, southbound Heavy Oak Street to Chicago and 18th down to the Stevenson, no tollway issues. 55 with some light drizzle right now, dropping to 48 overnight with more rain, a high of 60 with a chance of rain tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-5952. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-5952. Again, that's 1-800-400-5952.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. So a recent study by the Harvard School of Public Health studied and analyzed the care that's being provided by physicians that were trained here in the United States and physicians that were trained abroad. And here to join me to discuss that study is Dr. Fred Jacobs, the chair of the Department of Medicine and St. George's University in Grenada, which sends hundreds of doctors to practice in the U.S. annually. Dr. Jacobs, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the study and how it was conducted first. I know that there were a number of factors that were analyzed, including readmission rates of Medicare patients and mortality rates. Tell us a little bit about the process that was used by this Harvard study.
Right. Well, the Harvard School of Public Health did this very exhaustive study. They actually looked at about 1.2 million hospital admissions of Medicare patients who were 65 years of age and older, of course, who were treated by over 44,000 doctors. This is a very large amount, and they looked at the actual mortality of those patients who died within 30 days of being admitted to a hospital and analyzed that against also readmission. Now, readmission rates and 30-day mortality are standard types of indicators which people use to judge something about the quality of the care given. Certainly is not everything, but it's a good surrogate for quality. And what they found was, compared to U.S.-trained doctors, those doctors who trained at international medical schools had a slightly lower mortality rate than those who trained at U.S. schools. Now, the actual difference in the mortality rate was very small. It was statistically significant, but it was very small. But I think the takeaway from it is not that there was a lower mortality rate for those patients treated by the international graduates, but that it wasn't higher, because many in the United States academic medical circles have been deriding the quality of the students and the quality of the physicians who graduate from international medical schools as being inferior or second rate. And not only this study, but other studies that are also quoted in this research paper have all shown that the mortality rate, if anything, is lower for international medical graduates. The question is, why is that?
Sure. Well, Dr. Jacobs, I want to get to that answer, and I know that that is a fascinating study of, again, analyzing mortality rates and using that sample of elderly patients admitted to hospitals in the United States. It's fascinating. But I know you know a lot about this subject of physician shortages, particularly in rural communities around the United States, in some poor and rural urban areas around the United States, and medical schools, international medical schools, are helping to address that shortage. So let's talk about that for a moment and then get back to that study. Tell us a little bit about how schools like St. George's in Grenada is helping fill that need around this country.
Well, our students at St. George's overwhelmingly, or I should say to a very large extent anyway, elect to go into primary care specialties, that is, internal medicine, family practice, pediatrics, and some people would say obstetrics as well. About 47% of our last class went into primary care specialties. Now, a class is very large. For instance, last year, this present year that began in July of 2016, the academic year, we placed 871 of our graduates in first-year residency positions in the United States, 871. Now, that's more graduates in first-year residency positions than any other medical school in the world, just to give you an idea of the magnitude. Of that group, about half of them are going to go into primary care specialties. We try, because we have such a diverse student body, we represent on our campus 94 different countries. 70% of the members of the class are United States citizens or permanent residents, but 30% are not. 30% are international. If you go to the campus, I was just there for our clinical meetings, and walk around and see the students, it's like a mini United Nations. I mean, the magnitude of the interaction among the various ethnicities and religious groups and personality groups is really mind-boggling. And here's a huge school where 80% of the instruction is given in small groups of 8 students or less. So there's an awful lot of interpersonal interaction. The primary care issue is particularly acute in rural parts of America. First of all, any doctor would be welcome in rural parts of America because there is such a need for medical care without driving 100 or 200 miles to get it. And as a result of the shortage, and the projected shortage is about 100,000 doctors short in the next several years, and that's not being addressed in the only way it really can be addressed, by the Congress authorizing more money to train residents.
Well, Dr. Jacobs, we are out of time, but a fascinating study by the Harvard School of Public Health and certainly your work at St. George's University, certainly fascinating. Dr. Jacobs, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Well, we want to continue this discussion about the doctor shortage, continue this discussion about this fascinating study, and we'll be sure to have you back on in future weeks. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information here on Get Down to Business. Don't touch this dial.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at traffic in the West Loop, Desplaines remain shut down southbound between Fulton and Randolph with ongoing construction crane removal. Should be picked up by 7 o'clock. Out in Woodridge, crews with an accident at Route 53 and 75th. Everything starting to clear up on your Illinois expressways and tollways. The Edens inbound still slows Elston in. 21 from Lake Cook, another 13 from there into downtown on the Kennedy, 24 total from O'Hare. Outbound back to Montrose, no delays, just 10 minutes, 8 in the express, but 23 out to O'Hare with a pocket out to Harlem. 190 extension heavy leaving the airport headed eastbound and clearing up to the Kennedy. Right now in Chicago, 56 degrees with overcast skies. Could see more rain overnight, a low of 48. A chance of rain tomorrow and a high of 60. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage, whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. And speaking of tandemhr.com, they actually have a brand new, beautiful website, and you should check it out, tandemhr.com. Their blog is prominently featured with a wealth of knowledge and information on so many subjects, one of which I want to address and discuss right now, and that is about PEOs, professional employee organizations. I want to talk about how a PEO can help any business, small business, achieve business growth. The success of a business is directly tied to its ability to focus on its expertise. We spent the majority of this week's program talking about that. When management is able to concentrate solely on the competitive advantages that set themselves apart, their service, their product, that organization essentially will thrive. Alternatively, when time and energy is taken up by various outside tasks and concerns, growth and success no doubt will be limited. So managing employees, staying up to date on compliance, attending to other regular HR responsibilities, often, almost always, will draw a business leader away from their main priorities and goals. That's where a PEO comes in. A trusted professional employer organization can take over these essential but tedious tasks that slow a business down. And that can likely allow small business owners, like many of our listeners tonight, to focus on their expertise and achieve business growth. In fact, a small business that partners with a PEO, the statistics show that they're going to grow 7 to 9% faster. And so there's no question that attempting to stay up to date on the constantly changing regulatory landscape is a frustrating experience. Considering OSHA changes, workman's comp, EEOC complaints, overtime law changes, it's enough to make somebody's head spin. Simply put, HR compliance can be distracting, and while it's tedious and filled with paperwork, one small mistake in any of these areas can mean a devastating fine or a lawsuit that can fatally injure the bottom line of any organization. Working with a PEO, with a professional employee organization, takes that one responsibility off of your shoulders, and it allows you to focus to do what you do best. With deep experience on the regulations and constantly staying abreast of changes, the PEO accurately keeps your business in compliance on all procedures, forms, and necessary areas. And not only can you rest easy at night with this reassurance, but it allows you to better focus on your core business objectives. That's why businesses that use a PEO are 50% less likely to fail. That's an amazing statistic. So maintaining a group of employees takes more than just emailing them a Christmas card each year. Trainings, evaluations, meetings, reviews, and career path planning are all important tasks essential to fostering a productive and loyal workforce. Unfortunately, these tasks can quickly fill up a manager's calendar, taking up a great deal of time. Often, these are either left unfilled or cause insufficient time for main business tasks. So dropping the ball in this area results in high employee turnover. A business that turns these tasks over to a PEO enjoys 14% lower turnover because employees feel valued, not neglected. By the way, these statistics are coming from our good friends at Tandem HR. PEOs have proven strategies for employee training and evaluating workers and can tailor those methods to your business model and environment. And with that, with those concerns removed from the equation, you then focus on the strengths that made your business a success in the first place. And so you want to join forces with PEO. It connects your small business to the pool and the power of a larger employee base. One result of this ability is to offer employees a more robust package of health benefits. Employees become part of a larger health insurance group, which offers lower premiums and better offerings. Current employees will be happier, and that makes it easier to attract talent. Retirement benefits enjoy a similar increase in value when a PEO is in the driver's seat. 98% of PEOs are able to offer retirement plans to employees, and participation in these plans are often three times greater. Again, this provides a great morale boost to staff without internal management having to lift a finger. In addition to managing these benefits, PEOs can also take over the minor administrative HR tasks that add up, payroll. That takes a lot of time, and one error in processing can cause large problems and employee outcry. The right payroll procedures are required for your business, and they need to be utilized correctly to avoid errors in deductions, tax withholding, or direct depositing. When a PEO takes over this and other tasks, clients enjoy a 21% savings on HR administration. Finally, you didn't go into business to worry about regulations, performance reviews, and payroll errors. You went into business for a reason, to focus on your expertise and to deliver a specific product or service to customers. A PEO exists to take over all of the peripheral HR activities that are unrelated to your central business goals. If you ease these worries, your time and energy can be better spent on the reasons you went into business in the first place. So why are you still trying to do things on your own? You will want to talk to a PEO, such as our friends at Tandem HR. Once again, we rely on them for all of our information on PEOs, on HR. They are our solution center, and they have a brand new website where you can find out so much more about their services and their information, tandemhr.com. Check them out. Don't trust me. Visit their website. Check out their blog. Meet their team. Give them a call and set up an appointment, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Tell them Shalom from Get Down to Business sent you, and you'll be very happy with their very free consultation. You will not regret it. We've had a fantastic lineup of guests on the program today. I've got more tips, advice, and information for you regarding phone conversations, but you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Download podcasts, share the tips and information. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Hi, Amy Jacobson here. You know, the best home improvement decision I ever made was to call CertaPro Painters. No joke. Last spring, their trained, talented painters magically reformed my porch. Property values actually went up. But now that winter is set in, let's get your interior painting done, and CertaPro Painters are the only ones to call. You know, CertaPro Painters is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, and we invite you to experience the CertaPro difference. When they come into your home, they are so quiet, they won't wake a baby, and guess what? The best part is they clean up after themselves. So with this new year, you should refresh and renew your living space. Book your interior painting project today for a free estimate. Call our good friends over there at CertaPro at 1-800-GO-CERTA, that's CERTA with a C, or visit CertaPro.com. And we invite you to experience the CertaPro difference. I'm glad I called them. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM560, The Answer. We know that the most important outcome of speaking with a prospect or existing client is learning more about them. Our ability to serve is directly connected to how much we understand their needs, challenges, and goals. Yet many times we end a phone conversation without having learned anything new. Why is that? The most common reason is we did most of the talking. So how, I know this sounds like a crazy question, but how do you prevent yourselves from talking too much? How can we be confident that we'll be brief and precise? First, you've got to understand the reasons for your call. While this may sound obvious, we've all received phone calls from people who are only following up or touching base. Being this vague leads nowhere. When you call someone, be clear about your why, to hear their thoughts on your proposal, to get feedback on your workshop, to ask a specific question, and so on. Write down the reason for your call and keep it in front of you. It is the nature of conversation to reveal new thoughts and ideas, exactly why I love them so much, which create unexpected twists and turns that distract us from our original intent. We've all ended a phone call only to realize we didn't get the information that we actually need. And know that everyone is overwhelmed and that your ability to be brief or precise is actually a sign of respect. It's okay to acknowledge the fact that you're busy. If you become known as a talker, people will stop answering or returning your calls. Most of us have someone in our lives we should call more often, but don't, because each conversation takes an hour of our time. Record and listen to yourself. Yes, I mean it. I know it's uncomfortable, but it is the best way to know who you are on the phone. We all have phone personalities. You can't improve your communication if you don't know how you communicate. And ask open-ended questions. This is how we learn more about our prospects and clients. We inspire them to tell us more. And this is how we build strong relationships that grow and sustain our business. It really works. We've talked about this so often on the program about staying focused. And I truly believe that so often, especially on phone calls, because we think of it as just a time filler, something that we don't block out a full hour of time on our schedule for a phone conversation, we might not take it as seriously. We might not do as much preparation. I'm telling you, no, that's not appropriate. You should actually plan, and you'll find that your conversations will be more productive. When your conversations are more productive, you'll require fewer of them. You'll find that your time is more efficiently and productively being utilized, and you'll find that you'll actually be more respected by the people that you are communicating with. That's right. The most important outcome of speaking with anybody that you speak to is learning more about them. And that's how we can service them better. If we understand their needs, challenges, and goals, that's what it's all about. That's what it's about in networking. That's what it's about in business. That's what it's about in the job search. So keep that in mind. What a fantastic lineup of guests. We had Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions talking to us about LinkedIn, how to utilize LinkedIn for the job search, or even how to recruit candidates through LinkedIn. We had Jeff Weber of SnagPad telling us his fascinating entrepreneurial journey of starting a business that ultimately ended up being sold to CDW, a business that failed, and a business that's still an ongoing chain of events, and truly the adventures of an entrepreneur. Fascinating story. Enjoyed that. And finally, we spoke with Dr. Fred Jacobs from St. George's Medical School in Grenada. Fascinating study by Harvard School of Public Health about how doctors educated abroad actually are providing better care. Really, really interesting discussion. That's what we do here on Get Down to Business. We have fascinating discussions to make your week even better. Business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. You can get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Many, many hundreds of guests have been on this program. Share a podcast with a friend, a colleague, a neighbor. You won't regret it. They won't regret it. Again, we'll be back next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. here on AM560 The Answer. Download podcasts from my website, shalomkline.com. Give our friends at Tandem HR a call at 630-928-0510. Check out their new website, tandemhr.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,